Sybil.
It's a super Tuesday, Mr. Joyner. Yes, good morning.
Is. Yes, it is. J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, player? What's going on, Sybil? Charlotte, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week, baby. What's going
Whoa.
On?
Oh.
It all goes
right.
down the day.
Going to the Queen
All
City.
Goes down the day.
Yes, Sib.
Somebody going Tuesday. Home, huh?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight because it is Super Tuesday. That means a number of states in the flow today, and not the least of which is the state of Texas, which is the home state of Ted Cruz. If he doesn't take Texas, that pretty much indicates where it
by
will
50,
go from here.
By 50% to get all the votes, huh?
Well, and a lot of delegates are up for grabs in this particular day's races.
Yeah.
The GOP candidates, they need some 1,200-plus delegates to get the nomination.
And how many delegates are up for grabs?
595, so roughly half.
Oh, you can be halfway there if you win every state tonight.
Exactly. And if you run the tables, as you like to say. For Democrats, it's 865 of the 2,300, almost 2,400 delegates. So you're looking at about a third there. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
It's going to separate the contenders from the pretenders.
Well, the pretender is leading.
you got me on that one.
You know, he's the man, and it's not seeming to slow down. But like I said, a lot of eyes and
the hate
tension.
The hate is just spreading. Did you see this story about this basketball game in Iowa?
Yeah.
Between a predominantly white high school and a predominantly Latino school, and when they won. The predominantly white high school started yelling at the predominantly Latino school, Trump.
And that's the tone of our country today. Yeah, you know, the meaner you are, the nastier you are, the more racist you can be, and you feel comfortable in all of this because this man has allowed, has voiced for the people who have been so frustrated and hiding their racism for so long.
Yeah.
He's saying what they've been saying for years.
And,
you're right.
And saying,
they've been saying it for years.
Behind closed doors. Now everybody.
Now it's acceptable.
We're shocked. We're so shocked.
Just like Roland said, Republicans let evil in and evil won't get out the house.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, today we have Hillary on.
Secretary Clinton is coming on this morning.
Yeah, another roundtable discussion with Don Lemon, Roland, Jackie Reed, Reverend Al, Sybil. And that happens at 6:50 Central, 7:50 Eastern. And yesterday we had Bernie Sanders on.
Yeah, and a lot of discussion about him yesterday. Did you have people asking you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Don Lemon went up in there and jammed him up.
Well,
that's what I heard.
You know, Don.
I mean, first of all, Don Lemon said, "You lying, man. You didn't write the
fact checking.
You didn't write the Obamacare. Those I did. Those I did. No, you didn't.
You wrote
I got
the
it right here.
But you know, as far then, as authoring
and,
the bill.
And then Sybil said, well, "What you gonna do for women in America?
Black women.
You need a black woman running mate."
And well, it's too early.
I have a list for you.
And it's too early. Okay. All right.
You jammed them up.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. What you gonna do when Hillary comes on?
Oh my. You know, I really hope that she is able to answer a lot of the questions because still, you know, there's so many things that are hanging over her with the email scandal and all of this
now the Black Lives Matter
and now
the predator.
Black Lives super predator comment
yeah.
and
she apologized about that super predator comment
exactly
yesterday.
Yeah,
and meanwhile Black Lives Matter got kicked out and kicked of Trump rallies.
The Secret
yesterday.
Service. Did you see the Secret Service take that guy down, the photographer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
The photographer came out of the little pen that they have,
right?
Where they have all of the camera cameramen,
all the media
women,
people,
all the media people, and the Black Lives Matter protesters were coming by. He came over the barrier, and they
to the ground, man.
They kicked
him
down.
Yep,
took him down.
And you know, I tried to go to the Donald Trump rally in Fort Worth on Friday, and I couldn't get in. And it
really,
was, yeah. And I'm, because I might have.
How many of us did you see?
Yeah.
How many of us did you see there?
Scarily enough,
you do see some there.
You do,
yeah.
Tommy.
Really, Sim?
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
And
how many?
There were probably about 1,000.
Trying to get in?
Still trying to get in. Those who were on the outside, so. Maybe inside, because I was asking somebody who did go inside, and they said it was a pretty good smattering of Black folks in there. So less than 1,000 who were in there of Black folks, of people of color.
Mm. Wow.
That's surprising, isn't it? Yeah. That's scary, isn't it?
It's scary. It's scary.
And Hispanics, too. He has his Hispanic supporters, too.
Just so mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a lady, a Black lady running for sheriff in Jefferson County. Her name is Zena Stevens, and a drive-by yelled "F the N-words" before driving off, and then shot into the campaign office. No one was hurt. Her name is Zena Stevens. She's currently the police chief of Prairie View A&M University and former chief of law enforcement of Jefferson County, and scheduled to face off against two Democrat Party rivals today in the county primaries.
Isn't it?
And hate is real in this country.
Hate is real.
It really is. It really is.
The hate is
Black
real.
Woman, campaign office, drive-by shooting, F the N-words.
Yep.
Dang.
Yeah, East Texas.
The hate. Lord, if this Trump gets, it's not gonna, it's gonna spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And that's making America great again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yesterday, Clarence Thomas spoke for the first time in 10 years.
And they said there was a collective gasp in the...
He hasn't asked a question in the Supreme Court in 10 years. And
what was his question?
You said, Sybil, you said after Scalia died, you said now... He's free.
Free, yeah. Because everybody was saying that he was actually like the dummy that you the
puppet.
Yeah, that you have, and so
and that Scalia had his hand up his and making him talk
and making him
and making him not
or
talk
or not.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scalia, and now Scalia was his Amber Rose, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Oh my Scalia. God.
Scalia's dead. The hand is out and the mouth is open.
Now
and yesterday, the
what
man.
What did he say, Zip? What did he say?
This was a question of asking whether a misdemeanor conviction suspends a constitutional right. And so Thomas asked about preventing people convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence from owning firearms.
He said and that Virginia hadn't said a word, huh?
Yeah.
Not
hadn't
one
said
word.
A word. Yesterday he asked 9 questions. 9.
Yeah.
Hadn't said a word for 10 years. The man had his mouth shut. Wouldn't let him.
They said
wouldn't
he cracked,
let him ask a question.
He cracked a joke, you know, a time or two, but nothing.
Kind of like the color purple, huh? My, the dead has arisen, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. Yeah.
It always goes back to the color purple when you start talking about Clarence Thomas.
Always.
Coming up this morning on the TJMS.